Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 58 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about notifications. So, there is the traditional concept that the more notifications you get from your various systems, your applications, your software as a services, whatever it is, the more you're going to be on top of the world, right? The more you're going to understand everything that's going on. The more times they send you notifications, the more pings, the more pops, the more pushes you get, the better. And then quickly you realize that that actually can be super overwhelming because you can't keep up with that and you're getting distracted all the time. And so that's another piece of it. So one of the things that happens when you find yourself in that situation often is the moment a notification comes in, you allow it to distract your attention, and then you find yourself constantly, you know, going over to do what everything pops up. So if you get an email, you get a little ding up in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, and it says you got a new email, and you're in the middle of something, and you click on the little ding, and then you show back up to your email client for 15, you know, or so you go over your email client, and you don't show back up to your code that you were writing for another, you know, 15 minutes after that, and you've context switched. So there's this push from a lot of people that say, we've turned off all of our notifications, or most of our notifications, that I definitely appreciate. I mean, one of the things that people were most excited about with the Apple Watch was that you get your notifications on your wrist, and I'm thinking, great, now there's now I don't even have to bring out my iPhone. I actually have to just look down at my wrist, and you know, so I've got my iPhone put away when I'm at home with my family, and now my wrist is the thing that's telling me I have work email. So that, you know, and of course there's, you know, nuance in that conversation, but so there's the next step of the conversation, which is there's value to turning off a lot of your push notifications and only checking when you check, right? But then you get into something that I enjoyed listening to on the Mildly Alarming podcast, their latest version. I actually have not actually finished the episode yet, but they started talking about procrastination, and they talked about being in a situation where you look, they're talking about this whole, you know, article that I'm interested in reading that where there's like the procrastination monkey that is always telling you, hey, you know what, you're doing this thing that you don't particularly want to be doing right now. Well, there's something else that's going to give you immediate satisfaction. Maybe you're working on some long project and you can't feel the end of it. And then there's the immediate satisfaction of going to your Apple, you know, Apple Mail or whatever, where you turned off push notifications and like hitting the refresh button, or going to, you know, Gmail and hitting refresh to check to see there's new mail. And there's it. I would highly recommend checking out the latest podcast for Mildly Alarming, and also checking out that article that they linked to think more about this. But that I think that led, listening to that and thinking about it led me down another round of thinking, which is even if I turn off the notifications, I find myself frequently doing the switch. And I've heard a couple other people talk about this switch before, where you don't want to do something, and so you just kind of toggle like mindlessly through a series of things that are your distracting things. And they're not even necessarily fun distracting things. Some of them might be social media. Sometimes you might even get to a place where you open a game where, without even thinking about it, some people say, hey, I open up Facebook and Twitter and then this and that. Or you might even check your work email just for the sake of getting out of the task that is just making your brain have trouble at the moment. And I'm sure there's a lot of really helpful and valuable ways to think about why it is that you're in that situation, you know, and approach the task that you're being bored with, and how to switch up your, you know, context and go to a coffee shop and try the work again fresh. And I've talked about some of those things before, so I'm not going to try and talk about them here. But the thing for me is, I was really curious thinking about this whole thing where I check my mail so often, just as one, like, and it's not something that's particularly pleasurable, you know, it's not like it's a game or something like that. It's one of the things I most commonly do, I think, because it's easiest to justify as a work thing, right? But I still find myself using it in that way. And so I think what the idea that I like, that somewhere in between the two is, or maybe it's not between the two, but it's not having notifications on necessarily, and it's not opening it all the time to check it, but it's more, this is something that I kind of learned, I think, from the GTD, getting things done kind of school of thought a long time ago, which is setting aside regular times in the day to interact with those things, and then like turning them off, and if necessary, possibly like disabling your ability to interact with them. There's an app that OS X had called Concentrate, It's kind of, they're not producing it for money anymore, but I think you could probably still get it where you disable your ability to visit certain websites or open certain apps for a certain period of time. So I think where I'm leaning more now and where I'm more interested is just turning off my mail app except for a couple times a day. And I've got this fear of, oh, well, I might miss something really important. Well, first of all, somebody is probably going to ping me in Slack if it's super, super important. But second of all, like, it's not that there's anything that happens in my work email that is so important that it can't wait for a couple hours. I'm not the sole person responsible for any significant servers. There's other people in my company who are CC'd on anything like that. So I've been thinking a lot about how do I have scheduled check-in times with the things that are distracting. And that might be email, and it might be things that are more clearly distracting, you know, a Twitter or a Facebook or something like that, or even gaming. Like, it, you know, if you get, I've talked to a lot of people who say, like, there's a game I'm playing right now and I just can't stop wanting to play it. And in the middle of the day, I'll find myself just spinning it up really quick, you know, darn you, Steam or whatever. Well, you know, you might need to get a handle on that. And I think that one's a little easier to say, well, don't open games during the workday. But, you know, even as remote workers, that can be a harder one. But yeah, so I think that where I'm leading, what I'm interested in thinking about, and I'd love to hear any of your thoughts, to go over to the 5MinuteGeekShow.com/5858 to leave comments after you listen to this. I'd love to hear your thoughts about what does it look like not just to turn off push notifications and not just to constantly open something, hit the refresh button over and over and over again, but to schedule, or maybe there's some better solution, right? But to schedule in the checks on it. And I think I remember seeing some kind of study at some point that said something like, we have a, what was it? There was some kind of psychological response that we get pinged into that happens. I'm trying to remember whether a response happened when you get the push notification or it happens, man, it's something about like Pavlov's. Anyway, I'll try and look that article up. If you know what I'm talking about, let me know. But there was something about either the value of push notifications or the badness of push notifications was talking about how our brain gets triggered by these particular notifications, or it gets triggered by the joy of going over to check if there's something new. I think the thing for me maybe that triggered me thinking was, yes, push notifications are distracting, but at least you know that if you haven't gotten a push notification, there's no mail in your inbox, right? Whereas when you don't have push notifications on, you can go over and refresh it, and it could have been 30 seconds, but you could say, well, there could be a new email. So I think that's the thing, is like just turning off push notifications isn't perfect because it actually can introduce the ability for you to obsessively refresh something, whereas when you had the push notifications on, you know that there was nothing new. So anyway, I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I hope some of these were helpful or thoughtful or useful in some way, shape, or form. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, the number 5. 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. We're on iTunes. We're on RSS. We are everywhere. If you like the show, I don't know. Good. I'm happy to hear it. Until next time, Matt Stauffer for 5 Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay, can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.